Medical researchers have long excluded elderly people from cancer clinical trials, but the majority of people battling lung, colorectal, breast, and prostate cancers today are over 65. Now new attention is focusing on whether they're being unfairly excluded from these trials. From member station WGBH in Boston, Madge Kaplan has more.
Growing older is the biggest risk factor for developing cancer. Yet doctors concede the older we get, the less clear they are about the best cancer treatment. As we age, for instance, we metabolize drugs differently. That's the kind of information revealed by clinical trials. The problem is most are aimed at younger patients. According to a new RAND Health study, while older Americans have 60% of all the cancers and are the majority who die from the disease, they're only 32% of those enrolled in studies. Longtime researcher Dr. Robert Butler isn't surprised.
I think the perception about older persons is they're too frail. They have multiple conditions which are liable to interfere with the appropriate interpretation of the results, that they're complicated and therefore it would be hard to study them, that it would take more time.
Butler now heads up the International Longevity Center in New York City. He says many of the stated reasons for excluding the elderly from cancer studies have become excuses and don't really make sense. After all, he argues, it's older people who use most of what's available to battle cancer now. Not everyone sees it that way. Dr. Robert Mayer is an oncologist at the Dana-Farber Cancer Institute in Boston.
Younger, healthier people who may have cancer as their only medical issue and would be able to tolerate whatever type of treatment was to be offered are usually better candidates for clinical trials than elderly people who might have advanced diabetes or emphysema or heart disease or arthritis and maybe taking lots of other perfectly appropriate medications that might interfere with a study drug.
Dr. Mayer actively recruits older patients for studies on preventing gastrointestinal cancers from recurring. But he says it's not easy. Busy physicians don't take the time to tell their older patients about trials or fear for their safety. Many older people have a hard time getting to the frequent medical visits required. Dr. Kevin Hughes of Massachusetts General Hospital in Boston runs clinical trials for women with breast cancer. His own patients are reluctant to sign on.
Older women, when they come in, are used to the idea of physicians knowing what they're doing. They're not as comfortable, I don't think, with the idea that doctors may not completely know how to treat something and are still studying it to try to find out.
No one knows if doctors would treat older patients with cancer more aggressively if they had more clinical data, but the opposite seems to be true now. Dr. Rebecca Silliman of Boston Medical Center points to the especially low numbers of elderly women in breast cancer trials. She believes the situation invites a sort of benign neglect.
Because there is uncertainty, the response might be, oh, well, she's old. We don't know how she should be treated because there are no clinical trial data to help us. She's likely to die of something else anyway. I think that the risks may exceed the benefits. Therefore, I won't offer the treatment.
Meanwhile, the Food and Drug Administration has called upon the research community to do more to make cancer trials more accessible to older patients. For instance, Commissioner Mark McClellan is trying to encourage oncologists who practice outside major cancer centers to initiate trials.
The elderly often receive care for their cancers in the community as opposed to, you know, traveling to a major cancer center that's far away. So that's an example of a step that can hopefully increase participation further.
Other forces are at work as well. Medicare now covers the routine clinical costs of being in a trial, and newer cancer treatments under investigation are less toxic and noxious and better tolerated by older patients. Still, the RAND Health study asserts that until cancer researchers figure out how to safely study patients with other chronic health problems, such as heart disease or high blood pressure, the older generation will continue to be left out. For NPR News, I'm Madge Kaplan in Boston.